Press record.
It wasn't doing that before.
Okay.
It needed you.
I think you're good now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Special meeting of the board, August 31st. Roll call. Fred Wagnola.
Here.
Catherine Beinkoffner.
Here.
Charles Landy.
Here.
Lisa Mitten.
Here.
Joanne Myers.
Present.
Timothy DeGraff.
Here.
Charles Whitaker.
Here.
Kenneth Gilligan is here. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't believe there's any public comment.
Yeah.
So I would like to advise the board that we have to go into executive session to discuss contract issues with the town of Rochester.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
And I will second it.
It's 10:28 a.m.
Okay. Now I have
pick
to hit
the phone.
I have to hit stop, or do I keep recording?
Stop.
11:32.
Okay, 11:32, and we're out of executive session.
Okay.
Are we still here?
Yeah, we're back to regular meeting.
No.
Okay. Charlie, you want me to leave?
Yep.
Okay. See you guys later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Okay, so.
All right. We are back out of executive session and
thank
back
you
into our normal meeting, our special meeting of the board. I'm looking for I believe we're on speakerphone right now.
I don't know if you need okay.
That was hung up before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think if you,
if I put it on, is it going to disconnect?
Okay, so here's a copy of that, and then I just had to make some extra copies. Okay, so this is the governance committee met almost 2 weeks ago now. We talked a little about confidentiality, statement, and bylaws, but then our main function was to try to figure out what we needed in a new executive director, or whether or not we could hire someone as a communications director and keep sort of a triumphant type of governance structure. But anyway, here are the skills that we need. That's also up on there. We talked about that this person needs to have external and internal faces, and what the activities that we thought this person needed, which now looking at what Fred wrote up, is some of the distinguishing features and the examples of work are similar. We do need to make sure that all of the agency personnel are subordinate to the board, that we are the fiduciary and policymaking arm, because we are the ones who are responsible.
Joanne, you have the ABO pamphlet that was passed out, right? Because a lot of that stuff is addressed in that pamphlet.
The ABO pamphlet.
The Authority Budget Office.
Uh-huh.
The Authority Budget Office. The ABO pamphlet. I passed it out. Everybody got
one. Yeah, I wonder what
I don't have one with me,
okay,
right now. I probably got one in the truck, but
okay.
But the reason I bring that up is that a lot of the stuff that you're talking about is in there.
Yeah, no. And so what I agree. I remember reading this.
Right.
But we decided that we would try to envision what we needed. Right.
So, reading that first paragraph, I think, Joanne, I think what you were talking about is the board may offer suggestions. If you just turn that around, it would be okay.
Executive?
The director may offer suggestions.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, that would work.
That that's how it should
and,
be.
And then we also, we might want to say that, you know, we, because we have, we're the ultimate policy makers.
Well,
and
I would
have,
tell you that you are. You are anyway.
Yeah.
But that would be fine if you, you know, he makes a suggestion, or he or she makes a suggestion.
Yeah.
And then you approve it.
Or not.
So you, you just reverse it. Instead of board may offer suggestions, the executive director may offer suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But the board decides whether or not and how they have to implement these.
Yeah. Ideas. So what I don't see in this, Fred, which is something that we were talking about, is that we want somebody who also can be our, besides the chair of the board, to be our external face and be more political. Going to the legislature, etc. Do you have this? And I'm sorry that.
Well, the third bullet talks about attending Ulster County Legislature.
But not
energy and environment committees. The second bullet from the second from the bottom confers with and addresses civic groups and solid waste and management and recycling programs.
So we have communication spelled incorrectly, I'm sorry, on our activities with external partners, media, citizens, public, and should also be political. We also thought that the person needs to have be able to research and evaluate technologies and systems so that we're always at the cutting edge and that we're not really at the mercy of whatever.
And that's the one, I have to say, that's the one thing that Tim Rose never did. We would always bring things to him. Mm-hmm. In Sorga, Sierra Energy, all those things, we brought to Tim, but Tim never followed up on anything. You're right. We need somebody who's going to, you know.
Yeah, so that's
when the board makes a suggestion, he needs to act on it.
Or
at
she.
Least come back with an answer, either yay or nay, and why it wouldn't work.
Yeah. So this is why, and this, when you look at our activities, you know, like we do have intergovernmental relations down there. We want them to research, be able to research, you know, latest industrial industry development and advocate for better solutions.
That is 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth bullet touches on that.
Yeah. True.
Because there is an awful lot of work that's going to have to be done relative to the solid waste management plan. And the board can't do all of it.
No.
We really need somebody on staff that's going to work on that.
Yeah. So skipping on, you know, your knowledge stuff, the minimum requirements. You know, I would like someone who has experience, you know, working with or running at some level.
Joe, I think
that's what I have on the minimum requirements. If you're with a bachelor's degree and 5 years experience, because you need that. You need 5 years to learn this business. I feel. That's my.
The 5 years. I would like it to be more. And what I'm saying is, I agree that it needs 5 years, but at what level? That's what I'm asking. You know, do you want?
Are you talking about an executive director, or are you talking about just in the field itself?
Yeah, so that's what I would like to be. Make it same with somebody you know who just has an AS. You know, so it's 10 years, but what type? You know, do you want them just to have been sanitation engineers?
Well, that's for the board to decide.
Well, that
when you interview them and find out just what they're...
No. But that's what I'm saying is that we want this, whatever this is, to be to sort of weed out. I know that when I write a description for a position at Marist in political science, I am going to get every single person who's ABD, you know, all but dissertation. Who has, you know, and I don't want, you know, that is not somebody who will ever receive tenure because of how much Marist expects us to teach. You can't publish if this is your first real job out of grad school. So we actually say we want you to have the doctorate in hand, and to have some teaching experience.
Okay.
Right. So So that cuts out a whole bunch of people, because as it is, we'll get like 500 applications for one position. You know, so I want this to sort of maybe weed out. I mean, we'll get people that, even though we say international relations, we'll get people who are Americanists applying to the position.
Should we be defining the parameters of the job first?
Yeah, well, that's what we
said. And I did in just about two sentences.
Okay.
And for whatever that's worth, you're talking about 35 employees. You're talking about a $16 million budget. You're talking about three prime locations. You're talking about 20 secondary locations. And the resumes, in my mind, should have applicable qualifications for those parameters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what I'm asking. I think that we need to be a little bit more specific. We want them to have done some management. We want them to be in the field. Do we just, do we want to take a consultant?
Let me ask you another question.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're asking all the right questions. But I thought we agreed that we were going to remain with the status quo until the first year.
Yeah, but we...
For the future now.
Yeah, this is wonderful, and we put this out right now, we're gonna have that open for at least two months.
That's right. Let me carry that thought a step further.
Okay, then I also have a problem with the New York State license, because we might get someone from Pennsylvania, we might get someone from...
You could limit geographically. The city did that with policemen and did that with firemen.
Yeah, you had to live here.
It's just recently accredited or New York. It doesn't say it has to be from New York.
You say minimum requirements and a valid New York State driver's license.
Oh, yeah, no question.
So yeah. I want them, they might be in Pennsylvania right now running a...
That's okay.
But that...
If they come here, they got to get a license.
Well, they will
got to have a license in order to operate... We need them to have a license here to drive the equipment.
Okay.
So.
But that's something that they have to be able to get.
Yes. Well, if they're going to move here and get the job, then they're going to get. They have to get a New York State license.
Okay. And so here's my question.
Well, you can take that. Wipe that right out.
Okay. No. But you're hitting on something. We want them to be able to move here. We don't want them to. Do they have to live in Ulster County, or do they just have to? It's a good question. I mean, I would like them to live in Ulster County because
I think it's a good requirement. I think it should be a requirement.
Okay, so...
What about school teachers? Aren't school teachers confined geographically to the area?
No.
They're not?
Not anymore. Because
they were, though, right?
Like in New York City, actually, so the Department of Sanitation actually was allowed to have 10% of their people outside New York City.
Yeah.
And if you look at Rockland County... Most of the people in Rockland County are New York City civil servants.
Yeah, we have a guy in Saugerties who works for sanitation. He works 10-hour days, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And he lives in Saugerties, and he has a room in New York City.
Yeah. So anyway,
in Brooklyn, actually.
They have to be potential. They have to be potential Ulster County residents.
Right.
No.
So, no?
I don't think so.
I don't think
you can enforce that anymore.
But they could live in Greene County.
Here's New York City cops that live right in the town of Ulster.
Well, so that's my question. We would like them to be able to move here.
You do that at your interview process.
Yeah.
If you find somebody that's great and they live in Catskill, why would you want to limit it?
Okay.
But let me just a little advice, because I can't stay here for either. But you should get this streamlined the way you want it. And then I think we should get an RFP out going. You can interview people. You don't have to hire anybody. If you're really going to attract somebody good, you got to give them 6 months to tie their ends up where they are.
I agree.
But I'm not in any rush.
No, but
to advertise yet. We need to go. We need to get this place squared away.
Let me tell you,
estimation,
we're proving,
and go towards the end of the year when we start thinking about interviewing.
You know what we're proving? You know what we're proving right now? What we're doing is working.
Yeah.
What we're doing, now maybe we want to rearrange the parameters of the job because what we're doing is working.
Yeah, so what I said, Charlie, and I agree with you that right now this agency I think is working really well.
Yeah.
We might need to not hire an executive director as a new position. We might want to say, look, this is why I said a triumphant. We have Tim, we have Charlie that work really well, but they are not outward facing political and media.
So maybe we need a PR man.
And they're not researchers either.
And they're not researchers. So,
but we do have someone who's an excellent
researcher and does excellent work also on staff.
Hmm.
Angie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we elevate her and then we just need that communications director. And that's what I said in the top of this is, you know, do we need an executive director or a communications director? And so that's the question that we're...
Boy, I think you need somebody to know something about a landfill.
Well,
he can learn. But I mean, I think Angie is in a great position right now. She's done phenomenal work. I don't want to do anything to negate what she's doing.
No, I want to recognize her.
Would like to get her back into school districts because she's not in Kingston.
I think.
And just absolutely blows my mind because we had a great recycling program in the early 90s in Kingston. We were doing phenomenal. And after 3 years, it died.
Yeah.
It went away.
Mm-hmm.
And for the life of me, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think if we're talking about a third person, if we're saying we like what Charlie and Tim are doing
and
now,
I'm sorry. Yeah, we shouldn't be talking specific people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we like what's happening right now, and we need another person or persons to do that. So that's what I've been saying is I think that we need. Not to always follow the same, corporate model that we've always done.
Oh, I agree with
you. Right? So this is what I...
When and if, Joe, we do that,
uh-huh.
I think Charlie and Tim should be sitting here.
Yeah, and we'll...
To give us...
Yeah.
To give us some input as to what that third person should be
capable
of.
But anyway, so this is what we were discussing. So that's why we approached it, and Lisa was excellent in saying that we needed to put it up so we could see it and not just listen to it, and that's why I copied it.
Right.
Is what are these skills and responsibilities? What do we want that will make this agency even better and to deliver the service mm-hmm. that we want and make us the best resource recovery agency? And so thank you, Fred, for this, because this gives us one model and gives us examples that we can sort of feed in, right?
Yeah,
I agree that, you know, we need someone who actually has other types of experience.
Can fill in what's not taken care of right now.
Yes, and so that's what as the governance, can I speak for the governance committee? That's sort of why we wanted to have us all meet.
Right.
That's good. And this is productive.
Right. So that we can start to fill in those holes. So that we're not doing a patchwork.
Right.
Right. That we are actually coming up with something that is going to make us the best.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I agree. Right? I agree with everything you're saying.
So. Keeping an eye on the time, you know, what I would suggest is that we, if we want to go out, if our goal is, so we're, September's tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? So we're now in the last quarter.
Good.
Basically, and so we need to, in the next month, think about what we want, right? So, and then if you all can give the governance committee some ideas, right?
Okay.
And then we'll come back to the board again with more, and then we can maybe go out with with something like this, and we can go on to, you know.
And, you know, and of course, compensation and benefits have to play.
Yeah, look, I'm worried that I want this person to be management. Management, you don't give them 37 and a half hours. This person works as you know, minimum.
The demands of the job.
Yeah, and
they're exempt employees, so they work as many hours as necessary.
Yeah,
and that's why I put on it, or as needed.
Yeah, but I want them to, you know, minimum, and then,
I mean, 37 and a half hours is only when this office is open. I mean, Charlie works 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know, and so does Tim. Tim works a lot. He's here a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah.
My point is that you don't have to hire anybody right away, but you should at least get something out and see who's attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell them that, you know, there's no date that we're hiring. It should be next year, but at least you know who you got and what you...
Yeah, and I agree with whoever said that it's going to take them 6 months to, if they're a good employee, right, to extract themselves from where they are now and backfill, and then maybe have some time, some downtime before
now,
they.
The trouble is, if you put an RFP out for this job, the majority of candidates are going to be from waste management, county waste, all the big garbage companies, the solid waste companies are the ones that are going to come looking for this job.
So
because it's their tenure in those companies, they change like change socks.
That's why the minimum requirements.
And that's why
That's why I'm interested in those minimum requirements. You know, we want somebody who understands. I'm going to put it in air quotes, the corporate model.
Right.
But we want somebody who also can think outside the box because, waste management or any of those private haulers, their bottom line is all that they're worried about. We as Ulster County Resource...
Public opinion.
It's not public. We have to. We're a public service.
That's
no
what
matter
I'm saying.
Matter what the, what the landscape is, no matter what the cost is. I mean, we're lucky that we can keep our budget the way it is, but we have to be able to to deal with the waste. That's our mandate.
Yeah.
Because when
you go back to the legislature with a net service fee, we're not going to get anything.
Yeah. So anyway.
Seriously.
So that's why I would say we want. Yeah, we want to make sure that the minimum requirements, that even if they're coming out of a private sector, that they understand what a public sector job, right? So.
It's tough, though.
It is. And we might be getting, we can get a whole bunch of people in.
Well, I think you're going to have some qualified people applying. I can see that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who wouldn't want to
Very good.
Be here?
Yeah. I think it's a good start.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I want to say on another subject just for a minute. Tonight at 6:15, Madge O'Green's committee, the Energy and Environmental Committee, is having a Zoom conference.
Charlie, don't
What's with you?
We're public. He's just telling us
in the meeting tonight.
That there is a meeting.
I got an invitation to the meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to be on it. If you look,
you can say that,
you know, the agenda. If you think about have you people seen the agenda?
I'm on
a radio thing for some interview for something else tonight.
Interesting because Resolution 242 is to approve the local solid waste plan, and 100 resolutions later,
223 claims that they want to declare them the intent to act as lead
agency.
as lead agency.
For the two-term.
But there's like almost 100 resolutions after the original one to approve the plan.
Right, so
she has one to be lead agency.
You know, and you mentioned this one time about legislative oversight of what we do. And I think I've read into this that that may be a move in that direction. Okay. I'm worried about that.
Okay. So this is a Zoom?
This is the agenda. If you want to copy it, make some copies for everybody. That's the agenda for tonight.
First of all, the whole point of SEAKER is to deal with an action.
Right. Thank you, Catherine.
Our solid waste management plan
is not an action.
It's research. It's making some decisions. Eventually, when we decide, okay, we're going to build a landfill or we're going to do some other way of getting rid of our garbage,
this is what they're
then that's the action.
This is what they're, this paragraph that's is what they're basing it on. This is Chris Horan, the DEC attorney that's talking to Dave Gordon. Read that, because that says exactly what you just said.
Explain the parameters of the agency, like explaining its 35 employees, $16 million budget, yada yada, so that they get the scope of the massiveness of the responsibility.
I mean, we need an executive director that understands transportation, that understands what it's like out there in the yard, and how you have to have all these different aspects of recycling and marketing and taking the waste diversion.
Does that say exactly what you said?
To put it separate.
The plan itself is not SEAKER-able. Anything that spins out of the plan has to go to SEAKER review. And that's what that says. But Dave Gordon and Nana Jo Green are misinterpreting that paragraph.
Here's your original.
Thank you. Thank you. This now is tonight's agenda.
Copies. There you go. I made a copy.
We aren't going to be at the SEAKER point of view until we get to the point where we have made decisions and we're planning something that will impact the environment.
That's exactly what that says.
If we were to build a landfill, obviously we would be impacting the environment.
Yeah.
But to talk about it, to research it, to look at options for how to dispose of the garbage, etc., is all thought and decision making.
And that's why I really like
that's not action.
Right. That's also why I like the Paul Connett book, because it talks about what other states are doing and what other countries are doing. And it gives you some insight into how they actually operate.
But this is a total misapplication.
Go to Copenhagen.
Okay? I was there. I loved it.
Right in the middle of the city, they just built a new incinerator, $600 million. They have a ski slope on top of it.
Yeah, but here's what they have to do. Because of zero waste, they have to now they're importing waste to be able to keep that incinerator operating.
Well, they're going to take now they're going to expand it, and they're going to take the three provinces around Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's because they didn't have enough garbage.
But they're going to save money. They're going to save the other.
So what you're looking for whenever you're building anything, whether it's a landfill or whether it's a resource recovery, anything, you have to make sure that there's a rate of return.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the rate of return is you have to maintain X amount of solid waste going in. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And if we are working, and this is something that I try to stress to Manna Jo, is that if we're working towards zero waste, that means that efficiency.
Can you do this tonight?
Our scale of efficiency.
Or should we ask Fred to
change?
This? I mean,
but you're never going
to. The meeting
we're never going to get down to zero waste.
Do anything about zero.
But you're aiming for. So what happened with
Copenhagen? Now, who's going to tell them that?
For all the city plus the surrounding provinces.
Yes, but again, they still, I mean, the problem is that they have to keep on going.
Be careful, because if she sold it, they're going to approve it. That's what scares me.
Well, if they prove it,
Mr. Chairman, Kathy points to a very good thing, a point. Tonight's meeting of the EEE committee is assuming they're going to approve the Ulster County Local Solid Waste Management Plan. Or they're not. Now, if they're not, that assumes that CEQA review applies. Right. And she says, "That's who's going to tell them that you're assuming something that's not true?" So I don't know. I mean, are you going to be on?
I am.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
and I spoke to David about this also. You know, the conversation that I had with him. And he sort of chuckled.
Well, yeah. I mean, he knows what he's dealing with.
Well, Charlie has got a list of all the different people who have said seeker is not required. Mm-hmm.
And the problem is the people at these Zoom meetings now, there's at least 12 names I didn't even recognize. I know they're not anything to do with the legislature, so I don't know where all these people are coming from that she's inviting to all this
meeting. Oh, yeah, I did not make a copy of that second
page. I'll tell
you
who they are. The person from the environment office, Amanda.
Well, I know Amanda.
There's the Recycling Oversight Committee that's supposed to be telling us
this
all about...
This is the schedule for tonight. You might
zero
want to
waste.
Copy that.
Right.
The schedule for tonight.
There might even be somebody
the Zoom stuff is up
the planning department, because that's mentioned in their damn resolution. I mean, if you read the resolution that Laura Petit wrote, she cut and pasted it from somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's full of all kinds of, you know, lots of people who can oversee us. Well, we don't need all this oversight.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They have no authority to oversee us.
And see, that's
where Timmy screwed us, really. I have to say, I'm sorry. I know.
Why don't we come out of the meeting? I think the meeting on this is over with.
Yeah, right. I think so, too.
I think that's my...
Motion to adjourn.
As long as you guys send us more stuff. Okay.
You got a motion and a second.
Okay. And then, thank you.
Bye. Let me give you my thoughts.